feeding big game animals does more harm than good. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Wildlife are not pets and shouldn't be treated as such, even with best intentions. Feeding that cute moose in your yard can lead to unforeseen problems and typically does more harm than good. Well-intentioned people often feed big game without realizing the problems it can create for people and the animals themselves. The public is asked to let wild animals fend for themselves as nature intended. First of all, while they may look harmless, people need to recognize that big game animals are wild animals and can be unpredictable as well as dangerous. There have been several examples where big game animals have been accustomed to humans and injured or even killed people. Habituated animals can become a public safety concern and can result in the lethal removal of the animal. For even more reasons not to feed wild animals, here is Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
They get habituated to hang around places where we probably don't want them, and we want all of our big game herds to be able to survive on natural forage, except under emergency situations where we would step in and feed.
Deer, elk, and moose's digestive systems are set up to digest food differently throughout the year. Changing from natural to supplemental high-quality feed can result in digestive problems, bloat, and potentially death, especially in younger animals. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.